another round of talks. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Representatives from Russia and Ukraine have met again to try to negotiate an end to the fighting, which is now in its 35th day.
This was the first time they had met in around 3 weeks. The talks took place inside the Turkish presidential office in Istanbul and lasted roughly 3 hours. But a U.S. official tells Fox News that no one should be fooled by Russia's announcement. They believe any movement of Russian forces from around Kyiv is likely redeployment, and that Russia can still inflict massive brutality on the capital city and the entire country.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. Ukraine's U.N. ambassador has told the U.N. Security Council that the demilitarization of Russia is well underway. He says since the beginning of the invasion, Russia has lost more than 17,000 military personnel, over 1,700 armored trucks, and almost 600 tanks. He calls the losses an unprecedented blow to Moscow. Nearly two dozen states taking legal action over COVID requirements.
21 states are suing federal health agencies over the ongoing requirement for face coverings to be worn on airplanes and other public transportation.
The CDC and the federal government and the Biden administration never had the power to issue this order originally.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says the mandate is frustrating travelers and contributing to unruly passengers. That mask mandate for transportation was extended until at least April 18th. This lawsuit is aimed at immediately halting the CDC's travel mask rule. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
California's task force on reparations for African Americans has voted 5-4 to limit state compensation to the descendants of black people who were brought to the U.S. in the 19th century. The group said a compensation and restitution plan based on lineage as opposed to race has the best chance of surviving a legal challenge. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another guilty plea in the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol.
27-year-old David Blair pleading guilty in federal court to obstructing law enforcement during a civil disorder. Federal prosecutors say Blair assaulted a Metropolitan Police officer outside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A guilty plea comes with a recommended prison term of up to 14 months when he's sentenced in U.S. District Court in Washington this summer. Over 700 people have been arrested in the January 6th case, with most still waiting for trials. Of the dozens of people who have been sentenced, most have gotten home confinement or probation. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The head of the Border Patrol says about 7,000 migrants are being stopped while trying to cross the border daily from Mexico, marking a sharp increase from February. This comes as the Biden administration nears a decision on whether to end the asylum restrictions put in place during the pandemic. Verizon says it's investigating an increase in spam texts.
Folks posting about receiving texts from their own numbers, offering gifts, and in some cases linking to Russian news outlets. Verizon says our team is actively working to block these messages, and we have engaged with U.S. law enforcement to identify and stop the source of this fraudulent activity, adding at this time it has no indication that the spamming is originating in Russia. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Elton John is extending his farewell tour, adding 11 more dates, including concerts in New Jersey, Massachusetts, California, Arizona, and Washington State. The final tour dates begin in Philadelphia July 15th, wrapping up with 3 dates at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles in November. Elton John, who was 73, had announced his retirement from touring before the pandemic hit. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.